Well, and it's what, well, and it really just, oh, let me talk.
I got my feet in cement. I got my head in the clouds. You might call me demented, but I am too damn proud. I got a hunger for something outside the status quo. So pull up your chair. We are full automatic. We are out and about. We are singing hallelujah with our hearts torn out. No need to beat on what you already know. Your place has been set.
And hello there, my sweet and most wonderful lovies. I am your Auntie Vera Charles, and I am here for another session of Eat This Hot Show with none other than the most gorgeous, most talented, most incredibly zoftig lady this side of the Mason.
Hello. Oh, sorry, I didn't wait. I want to be zoftig.
You are.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Then the most zoftig, ugly lesbian, that side of the Mason-Dixon line.
Oh, never mind.
Madge Weinstein. Say hello, Madge.
I'm so embarrassed. I thought you were talking about me with the Zoftics.
I know. It's just so confusing. Oh. And we're also joined, okay, as usual, with the ever lovely, ever talented, ever calm of spirit, Wanda Wisdom. Say hello, Wanda.
You know, it's kind of like you've taken over the Wanda Wisdom role, so feel free.
What is Zoftic? You know, don't tell me. I'm looking it up. It gives me something to do during this.
Fat.
Zoftic. Soft dick?
It's a Z. It's
soft
a Z.
Dick.
Z-A-F-T-I-G. Zoftic. It means you're fat.
I can't hear you. You're both talking.
It's a fat. Z, and it means Rubenesque, round, plump, rounded.
Oh, so you were talking about me.
Yeah.
Well, no, because Wanda has big titties.
Oh.
You know, it's fun bags. Her fun bags. You know, they're round and she's... although she's gotten rather angular in her old age with all the working out. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So how are you, ladies?
Oh, I'm actually feeling okay today. I ran 4 miles and I almost died of heat stroke, which makes me feel better because it kills brain cells, which I don't use.
Oh.
And then I went to this coffee shop to meet with this kid who's trying to start a vlog about green things, and he wanted some advice.
Oh. Oh,
I thought you didn't do that anymore. Was he cute?
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Did he pay you with his mouth?
No, but what he did say is, no, I'm not even going to go there.
Well, to quote you from last week, it's often the things that are funniest are the things that you censor. You self-censor, so
he
perhaps
said,
you should say it.
He said, so what are some of the other big podcasts? I know that the Feast of Fools is really a huge
one. Oh, dear.
You had to go there. See, sometimes when she says she shouldn't talk about it, she means it.
He said, yeah, exactly, but I don't take much to twist my... He says, well, how come... he said, well, but they don't do video. What are the biggest video podcasts? I said, listen, it just happens. My numbers are much larger than them, but I don't go around self-promoting puffery and lies.
Ooh, puffery.
I shouldn't say lies, but puffery I will claim for them.
So I have a question for Wanda.
You know, I get so fucking sick of that. Seriously, these people run around saying they're the most popular podcast on the earth and all this shit. I mean... They're not. I have bigger numbers, and it bothers me because I'm so humble.
I've never even heard Feast of Fools. I have no idea what they sound like or who they are or what they are. So,
well,
I mean, if I can
really
be...
just...
Well, whose fault is that?
Oh, let me talk. It just does them no. It does them no good to do that because then people just—I mean—they look more pathetic. Then.
Right. Well, it's like telling somebody on the Craigslist that you have a 12-inch cock, and they come to your house and it's a 6, and you're like, "I didn't pay for this. This ain't what I ordered."
That just never seems to go away. A while back, that happened to me again, where I met someone and I was like, "You know, your photographs are really different." And he was like, yeah, I don't, people tell me that, you know, I should get some more updated photographs.
How old are they?
High school.
Well, no, it wasn't that bad, but it was just birth. Like, there was probably about a 50-pound difference.
He was a tall man.
What do these people think? Do they think that you're expecting someone nice and slim to walk in, and they walk in with 50 pounds of weight on them? What the hell do they expect
is going
to happen?
They think that they're in the business, which is probably correct, that they're in the business of sex addicts who look at these ads, and they figure, well, I'm horny, and I might as well just go ahead and do it because I'm a sex addict. Because sex addicts really don't discern so much.
It's true.
Now, Wanda,
yes.
I don't know that it's going to help your dating. I wish I had a big word for this.
Yes.
Recontour. I know that's
Ew.
Not. Give me a French word. I know it's not going to help your dating image I shouldn't say I know. I don't think it'll help your image to talking to squirrels on asphalt and then rubbing them up your asshole in videos.
That wasn't
Somehow
me.
I don't think that's going to help you get dates.
That wasn't me. That's my Aunt Carol.
What the hell are you talking about?
Sure looked like you. Sure looked like you. I never seen Aunt Carol with an afro before.
What she are you talking this... about, please? Fill in the old man.
All you got to do is look at her fucking video she posted yesterday on the fucking video with Aunt Carol's tragic anal sex, the anals of Aunt Carol or something. And she's fucking chipmunks.
Oh, this Seriously. I got to see.
And she's rubbing shit up her ass like you wouldn't believe.
Shitting
People are
going to
think you're a shitting
ass.
Gerbil bottom.
So why is it that you're in such a foul mood today, Wanda?
I'm not really in a foul mood at all. I'm just kind of, you know, salty, which I like. You guys
Zoftic.
Make me salty.
Zoftic. Soft-dicked.
Soft-dicked.
I was going to shove a butt plug up my cunt until, vagina. Ass. And then I realized I didn't have enough time. Before the program.
Did you see that Aunt Carol actually got, she got nailed?
Let me ask you, I did see that. But was that a reference to Sybil?
Which one?
The attic.
Well, that was kind of just, that was a tribute to sort of all of those movies. Like, you know, that...
What,
like,
there were so many? Three Faces of Eve? What? I mean, Sybil's the only one
I sort of like kind of Carrie, because it was supposed to be like, this was after the high school prom she gave birth. That's the backstory. Is that the accident threw her into these memories that she hadn't...
I don't remember that from Carrie. I have such
Well,
a
no, dick. No, no. I just mean the whole prom thing. You know, like, sort of...
Zoftic. Mm-hmm.
Just crazy, you know, demon potato, that kind of stuff.
The demon potato. It reminded me a little bit of Cheryl with the abortion.
It had the pubic hair on it.
Yeah.
That we stapled.
I have to watch more.
Anyways, very well done. This Adam, less ordinary person, is really an amazing talent.
Don't you think? You know what? I want you to
play with my vagina in front of him and see if he gets what.
Pretty much, but I want you to have a conversation at some point in the future about the best compression and all that kind of stuff.
Layups.
That's the hard part for us, is we have a hard time coming up with the best quality at
the best compression speed. Is layups.
Layups.
You know what? It's real so, easy. Yeah. Do you use what do you use to compress?
I don't. He uses.
Would you call me back, please, Madge? You guys are so Skypey to me. Could you call me back, please?
Both of us? Okay, yeah. I'll just hang up on Vera and call you back.
Thank you.
Vera's a skank. Vera's a skank. Vera's a skank. Ugly,
whore,
ugly,
whore,
ugly,
whore,
fat.
Whore, whore.
Shh. It's not like she won't hear that ever.
All right. Gosh, what's funny is I didn't talk at all when...
Neither did we.
Yeah, right.
So, where were we? With the Zoftics.
You were talking about compression.
Wanda, do you have access to Compressor, the Final Cut program, Compressor?
No, but I think maybe he uses Final Cut.
Because
I'm asking him on
I mean, the easiest way to do it is just use the device presets that are built in Compressor. It's really not that hard.
And then I'm just so angry, like, with YouTube. I know this is totally meta and we should probably
move on. You're angry with me? Why are you angry with me?
Is it because
YouTube.
They go out of sync so
Oh, my
bad?
Tube. You know, he got indicted, the tubes.
I stopped putting my movies on YouTube because the sound never synced right. And it was really important for my movies to have sync perfect because that was part of the joke.
It's part important that they stink.
Yeah, right.
That shouldn't be too hard.
It's so
just
easy
a piece
to talk
of
you,
shit.
You know,
like they give you this little thing now where you can say watch in high quality. Well, yeah. Excuse the fuck out of me. Shouldn't that be
the opposite?
Yeah, like shouldn't it automatically default to the highest quality? And then if you're a lazy fucker who has shitty,
you know what, it should
internet
figure
access?
It out is what it should do. It should figure out how much bandwidth you have and yeah.
Anyway, but we can move on.
Nobody wants to see Aunt Carol's in high quality.
True. Well, that's not a high def face, let me tell you.
No, or vagina, or potato birth.
She has a nice hinder, though. It looks very pert.
I didn't understand why you... I mean, you're really going at your ass. I mean, her ass.
She was very ass-centric.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It probably goes back to some Freudian thing.
Well, anyway, the audience can check that out over at wayintowisdom.com because she lost her regular URL.
Oh, God! I'm gonna kill you!
Which was luckybitchradio.com, but don't go there because it's parked. Oh, I love me.
So
go ahead.
I have this segment on my show called Ask Auntie Vera where people write in advice questions to me.
Yes.
And I got one that was really, really thought-provoking and interesting, and I wanted to find out what your lady's take on it is. Although, now that I think about it, it might be a difficult question because you're a lesbian.
No, this is an exciting thing. This is new. Let's try
You're supposed to say, can I ask you a question?
That's right.
You know, how did you know I'm a lesbian?
I read it. It was in the Times Sunday.
Of London?
Uh-huh.
And, well, it was the whole story about that thing that you did with the children and the matches.
Uh-huh.
This one of my lovies wrote to me and said that she's feeling, what is this new kind of adversarial relationship there seems to be between lesbians and gay men, but not
it's
not
adversarial,
coming from
Miss Voice
new.
Actor. Adversarial voice actor.
What did I say?
Adversarial.
No, I said adversarial.
Wanda?
Abstain.
Come stain.
I've never heard of a word adversarial, so I'd never say it.
Oh, just tell the fucking story already.
The proof is in the recording, so there's no need to argue.
That's very true. And I'm going to cut it out specifically and mail several
copies to you. I record all of the stuff as a backup, so good luck with
that. So anyway, the point is, God, you know, I don't know fucking why I do this. She said that she feels that gay men have a problem with lesbians, and that she's even seen...
Who was this, Kim Beaver?
No, I don't think so.
I want a name.
Kim Beaver.
Kim Beaver is a lesbian that listens to my program.
Oh, that's a real lesbian's name?
Yes, Beaver.
Sorry.
We needn't make fun.
That's like, hi, I'm Bob Assfucker.
Yeah, or Peter O'Toole.
Go on.
Are you finished?
Mostly.
Okay.
Oh, that's so passive aggressive. Tell the fucking story.
It's not a story. It's a question. Do you feel that there is some kind of adversarial situation between
You did it again.
Gay men. I did it on purpose, you fat-lipped cunt. Between
like that.
Gay men and lesbians. She said that she's even read quotes that lesbians should be kicked out of the GLBT community. I mean, and I had an answer, semi-answer for myself, but I'm much more interested in hearing what you two have to say. But one of you two, it's going to be difficult to get a straight answer.
Well, I don't see why it's difficult. We have a lesbian and a drag queen who's also a gay man. So that being Wanda, I'm a lesbian all through and through. I think we should be able to have a reasonable discussion on this.
Do you think it exists, first of all?
Yes, but I don't know how much of it is a joke and how much of it is serious. I mean, what you just said, that comment about gay lesbians shouldn't be part of the GLBT GLBT community. I mean, anybody who takes a comment like that seriously is probably a humorless moron.
Okay.
I mean, that's just overstatement. That's like a joke. That's like a Reagan Fox thing. You know, you just like exaggerate it to make a point. I mean, come on. Do you really think that makes any fucking sense?
Well, let's move away from that and talk about
why then it would be GBT.
I know.
Which is too much like BLT and DVD and DVT.
I was going to say DBT.
Yeah. Like which CBS. Makes sense for lesbians because they do tend to have fat, veiny legs, blue varicose.
Mm-hmm. So did you have an erudite answer on the question?
What's that mean? I don't know what that means, erudite. Is that like Aristotle?
Did you go to school?
Fuck you.
While she ate a lot of pussy in the 60s that was laced with acid.
We forget things. What was the Aristotle mean again? Aristite?
Erudite.
What does it mean?
It means succinct, eloquent, worthwhile.
Oh, well, you know... I think it's a playful relationship. I mean, I think a lot of lesbians can't say the word cunt. I know a lot of gay men that can't say the word faggot, yet they will say often anti-Semitic things or racist things, but they have their own little discriminations and little, everybody has their little boundaries that they can't cross, you know, and like, I think there's something to it, yeah, but like the people I know don't give a fuck. Like people that, I mean, I can't tolerate like lesbians that can't hear the word cunt because I think that's just retarded. I mean, what, you don't have one? I know these two fat dykes that I'm friendly with from Sutton and on, though apparently they're still in, it hasn't worked for them because they're both huge. I can't tell the difference. I mean, between the two of them, they look so much fucking alike and they're lovers, but they're wonderful people. But they swear like sailors, and I every time I see them, I say, hello, lesbian, which one are you? Oh, the fat one. And they laugh, and I'm like, you can't tell? And they're like, you can't tell a fat dyke apart? I'm like, hails, no. They're like, sissy, go sit on a bar stool. You know, why not? Why not? Who cares? Life is too short and we shouldn't be fighting amongst each other seriously. But I think a lot of it stems from language, honestly. I really do. And I think that's retorted.
Wanda?
Was that an Aristotle enough for you?
Yeah, that is epicureal and rigor mortis for me. Thank you.
Cool, because I was hungry.
No, I think it's just the sometimes the intersections of this. I'm going to try to say something after this bitch just said a bunch of nothing. And so anything I say is going to sound so cockamamie.
I thought I said a whole bunch of something.
No, you did. But so.
Hello?
I concur because I see people get find their boundaries. And I'm like, really? Come on. Like, you don't have, you know, inappropriate things to say from time to time. But I also think there's some stuff like there's some misogyny, there's some sexism, just like you've got racism among gay men.
I do need a massage.
You're going to have sexism and the same thing with women. I'm sure there's going to be, you know, I mean, we have the same issues that every other community does, and it's just a matter of where we intersect. I know that's not very profound, but...
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine. I texted a friend of mine because there was a picnic. I'm not sure how to phrase this without getting into trouble, you know,
what
in terms of
new?
Anonymity. But there's a picnic. Oh, fuck. Can I say this or not? Okay, so I'm not in this fellowship or anything, but I have these friends that were having a picnic for the CMA, Crystal Meth Anonymous, and they were having a picnic on the beach. And by the way, Wanda, I've been meaning to tell you, because you should tell your friends up there and maybe even on your podcast, there's a huge Crystal Meth Anonymous roundup that's happening in Chicago for Market Days in a couple weeks. It's a 3-day event. It's like $20. They're having workshops, even yoga, and a huge dance. It's going to be wonderful. And go to cmachicago.org to check it out. But seriously, it's a wonderful thing for people.
So can I ask you a quick question? When is that again?
Market Days is August. Wait, you can't Google?
Well, bitch, I asked you a question.
I don't know.
Because I'm thinking maybe
I think it's like August
8th
or something like that.
I know, I'm
But anyway... So the point is that there is So there is a sea. I texted my friend who always makes anti-Jew jokes and every other off-color joke as long as he's not in that group. And I texted him and I said, are you going to the CMAIDS picnic today? And it took me a long time to write the text because I had to, you know, make sure that it was all caps, the AIDS part of CMAIDS, which is hard to do because you have to shift, do that on a little phone. I don't have an iPhone. All that crap. And he didn't respond. I said, why didn't you respond to my text? He said, that was very inappropriate. I'm like, gross. Get fucked. Seriously.
And this has to do with the relationship between gay men and lesbians. How?
Because,
no, just that people are sensitive to their own issues and not to others. Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. It has to do with, because I think it stems from being offended by things.
My balls are sweating. Yeah. I'm going to turn the air on. Hold on.
That's hysterical. I have to, too. So, Madge, you're on your own.
Well, I'll my lips right are fine. My lips are totally fine. So I don't need to, I guess, turn my air conditioner on. Anyway, Wanda is stupid, and so is Vera.
Oh, fuck you, you fat bitch.
And let's see. yeastradio.com is
Wanda was sick.
Even though I haven't posted on it in a week, but whatever. Anyway, hi.
Hi,
I'm
back.
There.
Is Biggins back?
I think it's hysterical that both of us in opposite ends or nearly opposite ends of the country both needed to turn the air on at the exact same time.
Well, I think the whole world is on fire today.
What has that got to do with lesbians?
Well, what lesbians are hot by nature, and I don't mean sexually appealing. I mean...
Do your lips hang low? Can you swing them? How does that go? Do your lips hang low? Can you...
Do they wobble to and fro?
Can you tie them in a knot?
Can you tie them in a bow?
Can you
throw them over your
shoulder
like a continental soldier? Do your
lips hang low? My God, I saw the biggest lips in the shower yesterday. I'm so glad we started the layup song. I was at the gym, and there was this woman, of course, because I'm a woman, and it would be the ladies' room.
A woman.
This woman, you know, we have these machines. I don't know if you got these machines, Wanda, where you dry your bathing suit or whatever. So this woman, you know what I mean? These little tiny centrifuges, they can make uranium-235 if you're in Iraq, but in the bathroom,
separate
they
your
just
blood.
Dry your bathing suit. Right. So this woman... was drying her bathing suit completely naked. She didn't even have a towel around her waist, which is not really normal in this particular gym. And I looked, and these lips were down at least 3/4 to her knees.
No.
And she just, yes, and she just wanted to, she was black, and she just wanted to show everybody her huge black lips.
Wow.
I was offended.
Did you touch it?
No, but I wanted
them?
To.
Mm-hmm. Were you no. looking at it from between her legs?
Yeah, but it was, you know, it's like if the fact that she was drying her bathing suit naked as an exhibitionist wasn't is much of a turnoff and disgusting, I probably would have wanted to look at it more. But it just made me think, ugh, creep.
Okay, can I correct the record? Because there was a lot of talk about me not wearing underpants recently. And I fear that I may have communicated the wrong idea.
Why? What kind of feedback did you get from that? Or
I don't know, but all of a sudden I'm hearing little from different corners of the internet. Oh, I hear you walk around the gym with your jubblies hanging out.
Well, that's what you said. You said you don't wear underpants.
It's not like, you know, I'm walking around with a cantaloupe in a, you know,
yes, it
burlap
is.
Sack. Hello.
Well, you don't have elephantitises, but you obviously, you made it
no,
quite clear.
No, but it's not like,
wear...
like, okay, for example, there is a gentleman there that also does not wear underwear. And
where?
At the
I
gym.
I think not wearing underwear is a conscious choice.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, God.
How could it not be?
Because I don't know. I don't want sweaty undies while I'm... It's like when you go
well,
swimming.
There's this thing
You'd rather
laundry.
Have sweaty shorts?
Well, they are.
Yeah,
they're
you can wear them over
sweaty.
And over again. And here we're back with duty stripe.
Anyway, there's this guy who clearly does not wear underwear for a reason. And I think he wears a cock ring because it...
Oh, God. I hate that, too.
Because his junk is just like you way
can,
more... Cause
you can completely solve this problem by wearing underwear from now on at the gym and keeping your private parts hammocked as they should be while you're working out.
What is it? What was the? You said you wanted to clear something up. What was the misunderstanding then?
The misunderstanding
is
it
sounds
maybe
like your
a
logic
of,
is flawed.
Oh.
Shut up. That was so 2 weeks ago.
I'm going to get all Vera on you. No, I just think it's a matter of degree, perhaps. I didn't want the impression to be out there that I
was... Deodorant?
You didn't want the impression that what? That you're not wearing underwear even though you aren't?
That I'm not, like, jerking it while I'm doing my rips.
Uh-huh, but your legs are spread and people can see up your shorts and they're not going to see lovely tidy whiteys holding your goodies. They're going
to
see you.
The other thing I wanted to say is that sometimes I'm wearing the shorts that have the liner in them, so nothing's going to hang out anyway.
Okay, well, that's different. That is different.
You know, so it's not like boules
but this
hanging
time,
out of the subway.
This time that you referred to last week, were you wearing the liner panties or were you just wearing shorts?
No liner panties. They were just cotton gym shorts.
So he's never worn the liner panties ever. He's just lying.
Right.
No, I do. I do. I swear I have to.
What kind of feedback did you get? I mean, who said this on the web?
I can't. I'm not going to break people's anonymity.
Was it Cheryl?
No, it was not Cheryl's. Although I think she nefariously was spreading the seed that...
Well, it's not like she has anything else to do.
She can't spread the seed.
She's always on that goddamn... internet thing. What do you call that? The instant message. She's always on that fucking thing with like 12 identities. All damn. So
but, Cheryl 1, Cheryl 2.
But what did they say? I mean, you don't have to give away the identity, but
no,
what,
just
that
I keep that hearing
said,
it.
Panties?
Like, I, you know, just the, well, maybe it's just a lesson for me to keep my mouth shut because I'm just hearing it come back. Not necessarily anything, you know.
Keep your mouth shut. It's like you already keep your mouth shut on so many issues as it is.
Do I?
Yeah, you're like last week at the end, you're like, I can't talk about it. I can't talk about it.
Well, you do that too.
Yeah, but I just talked about it anyway, and you didn't have to twist my fucking arm more than for half a second. Listen.
The more you don't talk about
things, I talked
things,
about
the,
putting in a paper bag.
The less interesting you're going to be.
What? You're shitting in a bag.
I said I talked about putting in a paper bag.
Barry Manilow.
Oh, putting in a paper bag. Yeah. That's true.
I have a question for you, Gal. Speaking of putting in a paper bag, I have a bunch of stuff. Do I mail it back?
What?
Oh, you have a bunch of stuff of the pudding bag
sex,
guy?
Sex toys?
Yeah, and I don't, for the record, I don't call him putting in a paper bag.
It's totally like that Radiohead song. I didn't think about that later, but it's like sardines in a tin can. You know that song?
Are you friendly
get
enough?
Get off my face. Get
shut
off
up,
my
Madge.
Face.
For once in your
get
fucking
pudding.
Life, shut your fucking hole just
get
for
off
5 seconds.
Get off my face. You're putting in a paper bag. Ding, ding,
the
ding.
The diarrhea of the mouth that
ring
is so
ding.
Wanda,
ugly.
Wanda, yeah. Are you on terms with this fellow where you could have a cup of coffee? Or is
we've
it...
We've not spoken since I...
you broke
said,
it off.
Yeah.
Since you baracked his Obama.
Since I baracked his Oblama.
Well, I don't know. I guess then probably it would be a good idea to mail them back because you don't want to give false signals by calling him and saying, let's have coffee. Because that would be the
what
nice
you
know, I've got some stuff. I got some stuff of yours. Do you want to go have coffee at so-and-so place and I'll bring it to you? Or...
What is it that you got of his, her, it?
Well, this is another question. So some of it, I just borrowed, I have a couple of his hoodies, because long story short, like one night it was cold and I didn't have a hoodie, so I borrowed a hoodie, right? Okay, so those, like, you know, no-brainer, stick in a box, send back. But now here's the other one. He
you
gave
have his
me
car.
A pair of, no, he...
That's hard to send.
I have his passport.
Seriously?
No.
Oh.
He gave me a pair of jeans, but they're very, very expensive jeans, and he didn't buy them for me. He had them, and he didn't...
Do they fit?
Me, they do.
Well, then keep them. Then keep the hoodies.
He has
clothing
too much pudding
is,
in the
you know,
bag for them to fit him.
I have something that belongs to everyone I've ever dated. It's just how it works, and it's never been intentional. It's just how you remember people that were lousy in bed or died.
Oh, dear God. Don't do it.
Burn in hell. So, yeah. And, oh, and the other thing was he bought a season of Golden Girls, actually two seasons of Golden Girls, and he was like, I'm going to buy them and watch them, and when I'm done, you can have them.
Cinema cheesecake.
But I just feel like, I don't know.
You know what you need to do? This is what you need to do. You need to figure out when he's not going to be there so that you can leave a message on his machine and say, Pudding, I've got this, 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 and this.
Hey, Pudding.
Pudding. Do you want any of it back? I would be happy to send it to you. I just don't want to hold on to it if you want it back. And list what you have of his.
This Jell-O pudding. Do it like Bill Cosby.
Putting it in the cloud. Hello.
Oh, hello. I can't do it. Vera can't.
I love putting in a cloud. My
Not
mom
without
used
a
to make
paycheck.
That.
Can Black Vera do Bill Cosby?
No, Black Vera can. But Black Vera don't like Bill Cosby because he say it's all our fault.
It is.
He blame us.
So,
and it's not. It's a white man's fault.
If you'd stay in that house where your penis
Black
ejaculated,
Vera sounds
you wouldn't
like,
have that problem,
like
BV.
An extra from Good Times.
I love that show. I have every episode on the DVDs.
I do too. Is Black Vera gay?
No. Why would you say that, bitch? I'll show you how gay I am.
Because you sound like a gay man.
Well, shit. You know what you sound like, bitch? Do I have to say it in front of everybody, God and everybody? Because I will.
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
Yeah. If I can come up with a line real quick, I will. But other than that,
we lost BV.
Happen.
She lost BV. BVDs. Hey, you know what? Your mom is so fat, when she wears a pair of BVDs, it spells Boulevard.
Hilarious.
Sorry, that's my favorite. So, Afghanistan, what's the
Hurts
deal?
Hurts and smells.
So, Barack Obama went to Israel, to the Wailing Wall, and inserted a prayer into a crack in the Wailing Wall.
Yeah.
And suddenly this prayer became public and was published. And the first reaction from everyone, including myself, was absolute disgust that someone would go in and take that prayer out of the wall, a personal private prayer, and make it public. That was the first reaction. But what we're coming to find out is perhaps it was the Obama camp that released what was in the prayer. And the prayer was very... how the world, Lord, make the world a better place and make me be a part. You know, it was very a good thing to say if you're running for president. Thoughts?
I don't care.
Oh.
Truly. That's not an issue. That's just stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, prayer. What was your beef? The biggest problem was somebody would take it and publish it.
Well, yeah, that was the first reaction that I felt, was horror that someone would take something so intimate and personal, you know, as a prayer.
Ah, well, but you don't run for president and write a thing on a piece of paper and stick it in a crack and not think that somebody's going to get a hold. You know what I mean? You had to know on some call me a cynic, which you usually
You're a
are,
cynic.
Ms. Vera. But don't you think, you know, hello, photo opportunity, publicity stunt? Maybe?
I have no idea. I really wanted to get your thoughts.
First of all, does God read pieces of paper in a crack?
Well, first of all, there's no such thing as God. So we can go from there.
And if
God
you
is
hear
it, go ahead.
Thunder and lightning strike, you will know that it's Vera being zapped.
No, there's no such thing, my darling, because anything that mankind can imagine is by virtue of the fact that our pea brains are thinking it makes it wrong. Now, I know this flies against a lot of things that are intertwined with believing in a higher power, and I won't go there. But we also discussed that very intelligently last time, and you opened my eyes about the concept of higher power. Because I don't think of myself as being the higher power here. There's something.
I think Richard Branson is a douchebag. Making this
Richard
fucking
do?
Galactic mothership to waste gas so that rich people can go up to the sky. That's fucking disgusting. I mean, and he still thinks he's fucking 20 years old with that horrible hairdo.
I don't him know and my, about this. Tell
him
me,
and
tell
my
me what you're
occasional
about.
Boss, Adam Curry, should get together and fuck each other and make spermy little
Madge,
clone babies.
Madge, for those of us that don't know what you're talking about, could you please enlighten us?
Sure. Branson unveils Virgin Galactic mothership. Huffington Post. Virgin Galactic is giving the world a glimpse of its secret space tourism program.
Oh, so this
Sir
is a
Richard
pulling the
Branson,
topic in a
shut
different
up!
Direction.
Sir Richard Branson, Space Company, Monday trotted out the mothership aircraft that will launch a still-to-be-built spaceship out of the atmosphere. The mothership is a white four-engine plane with room in the middle where the spacecraft will go. There's more, but I think that gives you...
Well, no, you accomplished what you wanted to do.
Yell at you, yes.
Uh-huh. You're transparent, my darling. You're see-through.
Darn.
Uh-huh. Okay, I have a question. I have a question for both of you. I actually took a couple of notes, and that was my first mistake to talk about. But I do have a question, and hopefully we can get some kind of...
Axit.
Okay, axit. If money were not an issue with either one of you, if money weren't an issue, everything's taken care of, what would you be doing with your life? What do you think? What do you think?
Well, clearly you haven't been paying attention because we've kind of been doing it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because clearly money is no issue here.
You know, you can both find a central location that's easy for you each to get to and then fuck yourselves to death.
No, I think it's a good question. But and Trotsky, what's wrong? He's coughing or something. If I had, I think what you mean to say is if you had unlimited money.
Yeah, if money.
Because I can't say if money isn't an issue, which is very different from saying if I have as much money to spend as I want.
And you tell me not to argue semantics.
No, but that's a very different question for me because if money is not an issue, it really isn't an issue. But if I have a lot of money and unlimited expense that I can spend as much as I want, like say, you know, a Hilton or a Hearst or something, then I can answer your question.
Okay, let's take that premise, and you go ahead and answer my question.
Okay, well, you go ahead and shove a dildo up your cunt at the same time.
Oh, I don't have a cunt.
I would just fucking travel and stay at five-star hotels everywhere. And
that's altruistic. Wanda?
Fuck you, judgmental cunt. You asked a question.
Well, Vera would be tipping handsomely, very... You know,
she would be smiling really hard at grocers.
No, I do that with or without money.
And they thank you for it.
Yeah,
okay,
you'd be smiling even harder.
It's my turn!
All that dental surgery. And for your lips.
My lips. I would buy a really big...
Would it vibrate?
Balloon or airship of some kind and just travel the world and, you know, have parties and things. I mean, that's really all I would do. I want to explore. And so anything I could do to explore, that would probably be what I'd do. And I'd have like a whole room filled with naked men who got paid a living wage. And
by you.
We're satisfying my every desire.
But all the time you'd be wishing for world peace.
Not really.
This ain't fucking Miss America, you whore. Fucking world peace.
If you're going to ask a, you know, a question like that.
I know.
Don't give me rules. Don't you give me rules. Okay.
What would you do, Auntie?
Well, you're giving us rules. Trying to shame us.
What would you do? Answer the question yourself.
That's really why she asked it, because she had some cockamamie, altruistic, heal the world answer waiting to ambush
us. Fuck the world. The world is going down the toilet, and I hope they grab onto the wormy turds and go.
I would kiss my darling, lovey husband 10 times over, because I'm so
grateful. Oh, and then I'd have Spanish-speaking people over, and we'd feed them and smile at them all night long.
And smile, yes, and we'd bag our own groceries. That's what we do.
Double teaming.
That's what we do.
Double teaming. Double
you
teaming.
You like it. DP.
And it's not nice.
Oh. Wait.
Oh, come on.
Then answer the question so we can't.
Well, if now I take it as money not being an issue. In other words, not having but I guess it is semantics. Having all the money, I'm not going to be concerned about paying bills or anything. And if I want to buy that, I can buy that. And if I want to do that, I can do that. Basically, if money were not, if money, well, two things. If I had tons and tons of money, as your premise goes, Madge, I truly would, and you're going to laugh at me and you're going to poke fun at me, but I truly would take care of my intimate loved ones so that they didn't have to worry. First, sorry. Listen to me. First, I, you know, like if I won the lottery for $20 million, shut your fucking hole. If I won the
I'm hyperventilating, and all you care about is your home.
I hope you do hyperventilate, fall on the ground, and Trotsky shits in your mouth.
They're a commoon.
Oh, I girdle, David.
Like if I won $20 million in the lottery, I'd give my parents $1 million, I'd give my sisters $1 million each, and we'd give Gucci's sister.
Wait a minute. If money's no object, why are you only giving them $1 million?
Because I want the majority for myself. And then what we would do is what you mentioned, and I hate to think that I would possibly think alike to either one of you, but we would travel. We would spend the rest of our lives traveling and having a wonderful time traveling. That's what we would do.
Okay.
But no cancer research or anything?
Fuck no. I don't, you know, I'm taking care of myself. You know, Madge, if you get a paper bag and hold it up to your fat mouth and breathe in and out of the bag,
I'm
you
still
won't...
laughing about the having Mexican soap.
Oh, because it's so clever. It just really is.
You know what? You walked yourself right into that corner, so don't even go there. You took us down that road, Mary. You made her beat you.
I got to stand in line for people in welfare and, you know, collect their checks for them and give them to them.
Oh, that was a good laugh. I needed that, you guys.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Okay. I do. If you want a topic, I've been researching things.
Blip.
I'd like to talk about my vagina. It's hot and wet. Oh, good news. Robert Novak was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Thoughts? It says, the headline says, the diagnosis was made less than a week after he struck a pedestrian with his Corvette in Washington and drove away.
Did he really?
Yes. It's according to the International Herald Tribune. Yeah. Motherfucker, this guy is such a douchebag. Remember, he was one of the original hosts on Crossfire, the Republican one, and he's the one that announced Valerie Plame was a CIA operative after Rove or whoever leaked it. Yeah, it says Novak 77 fell ill on Cape Cod this weekend while visiting his daughter and was rushed to Brigham and Women's Hospital, where he said he was diagnosed with a brain tumor. But I want to find out about the running over a person. Last week, Novak was given a $50 citation. That's all. $50 citation after he struck a homeless man with his black Corvette in downtown Washington.
Black? See?
Now, why the fuck doesn't this make the news? You know, Amy Winehouse took a pill. Who cares? You know, I've decided, by the way, that Amy Winehouse is a terrorist, but that's another story. Okay.
That is just the height of boobery. To be able to get off with a $50 ticket.
Well, he had
a
brain tumor.
Man. We'll send Vera to the hospital with a homeless man.
I love watching these Republicans collapse on themselves. Like with that idiot Ted Stevens, who was talking about the tubes, the guy from Alaska. Was he a congressman or senator? And now he's being indicted for 1,000 different things for taking all these bribes.
But he didn't do it. That's what he said.
Oh, no, of course not. Why would he do that? He's nice. Okay, South African boys often forced to have sex. This is probably a way into wisdom, big gay theory thing. 2 out of every 5 South African students say they have been raped, according to a study published on Tuesday suggesting sexual abuse of boys is endemic in the country's schools. 2 out of 5.
So 3 of them have relatively good lives.
Did you see the story about the rates of HIV in the black community in the United States?
They just did Democracy Now! About it today. Yeah, I was just listening.
Rival sub-Saharan Africa? I mean, like, hello, people.
Yeah, we're like, if you took just the blacks in this country and made them a country, they would be the 16th largest AIDS country or something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention because they're black. Two more banks fail. Including the largest Arizona-based bank.
Did you say pudding?
Pudding.
Pudding bank?
Can I... I almost said, can I ask a question?
Chewer.
On this program, because I'm really relatively new to this team.
Okay. I have a feeling it's time for the victim segment of the show. We need a theme song. Okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
And you may feel as badly as you should when I'm done asking what I'm asking. Is this a venue? Is this a venue? Because I wrote down some questions for you too that I'm genuinely interested in, but they're somewhat on the personal side of
that's fine
your life experience.
That's perfectly fine. I think. What do you think, Wanda?
Yeah, I always like talking about my personal life because I have none.
Yeah, go ahead, Wanda. Vera.
For example, I was wondering what your going to get laughed at. What your coming out experiences were like, if they were, I mean, I'm really curious because we've never talked about that. And I know that in the past, because I had listened to you two from almost your very beginnings, those kinds of issues were never addressed. We never learned about your experiences, basically the basic experiences of your gay experience. And I know that the people listening would be interested, because I would be interested in finding out what, you know, and you can get as specific as you like, but what the experience of coming out as a gay person was, and your parents finding out and your family finding out, and what that was like for you two. Or are you falling asleep?
I'm happy to talk about it if you want.
I would love to hear it. Sincerely.
Well, I have to say, first of all, that my coming out was nothing in terms of difficulty compared to my being in the closet prior to that. Mm-hmm. Being in the closet was torture from the moment I was cognizant of anything, because I knew I was a lesbian at the age of 3. Really, as soon as I started being able to think and realized that, you know, was able to, you know, form memories and thoughts, I knew that I was attracted to women. It was completely obvious, and I would stand outside the locker room over at the daycare center. No Cheryl references, please. And I would watch them the women counselors change their panties and tampons, and it would turn me on. I knew I was a lesbian, and from that moment, you know. And then there was this period of time, which, you know, I didn't know that was there was anything wrong with that. And then when I found out, say, in early grade school, that was wrong, the wrong way to be, when my best friend says, "Mommy, Madge likes to look at the 1950s nudie magazine," whatever the equivalent was to Playboy back then, I don't remember. She used to like look at those things. And Mommy said, "That can't be." You know, and then I realized quickly that it was wrong for a woman to want to look at another woman titty, to use the black colloquials. And then, you know, and then so at, and then it got a lot worse as puberty came, when I realized, oh, my God, this is really wrong. I'm going to have to fake and pretend to be a heterosexual for the rest of my life. I'm going to have to keep this sexual desire, this huge part of me, inside me. And then that was the terror of coming out, because that was because at first I didn't think I'd be able to come out. Whether that's my fault or society's, I have no idea at that point. But the fact is, I thought that I was doomed to a life of, you know, Tennessee Williams, you know, just being a complete closet case for my entire life and never experiencing true love and having to fake it and use KY jelly to get my gin wet so some asshole, you know, who wears a necktie can stick his donger in me.
What changed it for you?
Oh, well, when I was in Vassar, there was a woman I was incredibly attracted to, and it just forced me out. I mean, I never had sex with her, but the attraction to her, and I think it was love at first sight, was... no, I take that back. Actually, it was Ethel Merman in the cafe in 1967, actually.
Oh, God, but it's so hard to do this.
But... It is not hard to do this.
It is hard to do it. I know you're telling the truth, but it's sometimes because your English is your second language, it's hard to understand what you're saying.
What was hard to understand? I'll translate it into dumb. What was hard to understand?
No, I can't go there. So go ahead. Please finish your story.
Okay. So anyway, when I was forced out with these feelings and I realized, oh my God, this is like, you know, before it was all theoretical, like what if I were found, it was just lust. But when it became lust combined with love and desire and the, you know, desire to bond with another woman spiritually and forever, and I realized what that was really all about, as you well know and have expunged to this audience way too many times, Vera, is that I just realized I couldn't stay in, and I just popped on out.
How did you?
And I popped on out on the internet in 1985. It took me a long time.
How did you?
Are you getting Social Security already?
And your family take it?
Well, I didn't tell my family. I let them figure out. This is an example of how my family communicates. I invited them over one day. And they noticed that there was one bed and two women living in the house. And my mother said, "So, Madge, are you a lesbian or what?" And I said, "Yes." That was how I came out.
Wow.
And that's how we communicated.
From then on, was it just not talked about? Or?
No, we talked about it. You know, the topic of conversation is perfectly normal at this point. I mean, basically, they're just concerned that I'm single and alone, and they don't want that. They want me to find someone again, and that's the extent of their concern. There was some period where they were concerned about it, you know, where they had issues. But my parents are very liberal. They've always accepted homosexuality in general. And yes, there was a mourning period because, you know, they would have been nice. You know, they expected the
grandkids
to be carried on, even though I'm a lesbian. And then the grandkids, right, and there's a mourning period for that. Where I don't care how liberal you are, you're going to mourn for your kid, you know, for that. If I think so. I mean, you really have to be extremely open-minded to the point of being retarded.
No, you're right. Okay, yeah. Wanda, what about you?
Well, I was gang raped by a
bunch of filthy Negroes.
No, I don't know. It's my story is very similar in terms of the things going through my head through most of my childhood and adolescence and teenage years. It was one of fear and how could I possibly, like, there's something evil inside of me and I need to keep it a secret.
Mm-hmm. And, I know that feeling.
It will. Huh?
I know that feeling.
And it will destroy me if I were ever to get right with it. And so, you know, I did weird things like sit in the library and look up every possible reference to homosexuality and try to understand what it was. And it was always very, like an illness or a crutch, or not a crutch, what's the word I'm looking for? It was like I just felt like somehow I had been dealt this horrible curse. Mm-hmm.
It was like in Buffy when they go to the library to read about the demons.
Yes, pretty much. And then I only understand, and I think much like Madge explained, to me it was only sexual. I didn't understand for a very long time because I hadn't had those feelings other than the sort of sexual attraction. I didn't understand that it was something... because when I would see gay people out on TV, that was not who I saw myself being. I thought I was maybe like different than that. Like, I just didn't identify with gay people. And then when I was in college, my second year, I met someone much like Madge, but we actually became friends and became very close, and we both happened to be in the closet, and then we both ended up on a couch one night and started, you know, and the moonlight was coming in the room, and we said very sweet things to each other, and then we held each other on the couch for a very long time, and then we dated for about a year, and I traveled across the ocean to his country and met his people. And
now, what about your parents? Were you out to your parents at this time?
I didn't come out to my parents for another probably 2 years, although they knew. My parents knew, and I haven't talked about this very much, but my parents knew, or until relatively recently. When I was in high school, they found a bunch of dirty pictures.
Oh, yes.
And because my mother would do things like every 6 months, she would clean my room. Yeah.
Well, what a bitch.
And I had hidden some dirty photos. I was very smart.
Your mother cleaned your room?
Yes.
My mother always made me clean my room.
Well, she made me clean my room, but when she wanted to snoop, she would clean my room.
Mm.
And so I had hidden a bunch of dirty pictures under a board game, you know, like deep inside of a board game.
Was it Sorry? Was that the board game?
Yeah, the game was Sorry. It was
Monopoly.
Manopoly. And so then I came home one day, and I had also written, and I don't think I've ever talked about this before, but I had written a dirty story because I'm very creative.
A dirty story. And where was this hidden?
You know, like it was, for whatever reason, it was in my backpack.
Pinned on his wall.
And so I come home to find a stack of dirty pictures and an inappropriate, you know, hustler type letter.
Like real dirty.
Like real dirty.
Like, oh, then I took his penis out of my vagina.
His inflamed manhood in both hands.
Thighs rubbing together and all that.
And they were like, oh, okay, so we'd like to have a talk. And I blamed it on pretty much everything else except myself. And they said, okay. And then we promptly forgot about it for another six or eight years. And then when I was 22, I was dating someone, and I decided to, when I went home for Christmas that year, that I would share it. And they were like, yeah, we knew. We were wondering how long it was going to take you to fess up, and we love you and all that good stuff. I was very lucky.
You know, it's interesting how different our families are because, you know, we do have very similar experiences. But the difference is my family snooped. My family found the pictures, too, I have no doubt. But we all snooped in each other's shit, but to speak about that thing.
Mm.
Was unheard. Well, evidently you didn't. Actually, they didn't speak about it either until way after you already came out. Anyway.
Well, we had a talk about it, and then very ceremoniously, they had me throw it into the fireplace.
Oh dear! And now like he's got a flame fetish.
What?
My parents are very
can only come if it's by a fireplace.
Like we used to have family meetings, so they wanted to talk about it, and since I've grown up, we had a discussion about what happened, and they were like, they didn't want to shame me, and they didn't want me to deal with it unless I was ready to. So I think they were like, okay, he clearly does not even want to talk about it, so we're just not going to force him to. So right. I don't know if that's the right thing or not, but.
Yeah, I'm just realizing that the website for this show is down, and so is Yeast Radio. So I have to send a tech request right now while I'm talking, so go ahead.
Well, actually, we've come to the end, my darlings.
Oh.
It's time to
I'm actually sad about that for once. I was enjoying this topics.
Yeah, it was a nice discussion.
Well, you know, I'm going to bring more up then, because I've been, like I said, I've been hesitant because I still kind of feel like I'm a guest here as opposed to one of the troop.
So well, that's your problem.
I know. And it will always be most everything is my problem. I fully accept that.
Blay ho.
But I'm very, very much interested in not the private intimacies of your lives, but the intimacies of your lives, the things that.
Oh, you just want something to masturbate about.
On that sweet and loving, supportive note, my lovies, Madge's gentle audience, and Wanda's gal pals, I'm going
Speaking
to wrap
of supporting,
this.
Supporting, maybe Wanda. Can I ask one question of Wanda before? Because I was dying to ask this all program, and I can't wait another week. Okay. Wanda, did you get laid since we last talked?
No.
Me neither. Okay, I'm done.
And with that, goodbye from your Auntie Vera Charles from VeraSpeaks.com, lovely Wanda Wisdom from WandaWisdom.com, and the ever lovely, ever Zoftig.
Oh, you called me lovely for once.
Madge Weinstein from YeastRadio.com. Until next time, lovies, va-va-va-vai. You want to say goodbye, you two?
Va-va-doo-doo.
What the hell is va-va-va-vai?
Va-va-doo-doo. That's what I used to say when I was young. Va-va-doo-doo. It's supremely bad kind of duty.
Is that like a Hebrew thing?
It ain't Hebrew. I'm still laughing about the having Mexican so far.